taking crazy pills!
WMFO Adverb.
Shut up! Gun.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFM, Medford Dust Freeform Radio.
San Francisco, 1978, going on 1981. What you see before you is a 10, no wait, 12 foot long, burning ember of marijuana. Yes. Let us begin the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 2½, 2 -1/4, 1. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Stranger Waves. This is Harrison. That was the opener to the closing of Winterland, 1978. I guess technically 1977. Basically, it was a New Year's show at a classic dead venue in California. And the band played from when it struck midnight on the East Coast until when it struck midnight on the West Coast. And I thought it'd be fun to start off the new year with that, because first Stranger Waves show in 2023. Crazy. It's almost been 2 years of me doing this, and it's really flown by. But yeah, I thought it'd be cool to start off with that. The show's really, really solid, if you want to go listen to it. There was no Sunshine Daydream part of that Sugar Magnolia, because it goes straight into a Scarlet Fire that's really, really good, which was originally what I wanted to play, but I didn't want to hold you guys hostage for 25 minutes. So you get the 7-minute Sugar Magnolia. But yeah, got a cool set up today. Some, you know, regular mainstays on the show. A couple of new ones thrown in there. But yeah, we'll keep it moving. I got a lot to talk about this week. It's been pretty eventful since I've been back up in Boston. So yeah, we'll keep it going with One Nation Under a Groove by Funkadelic, a song that I saw live last week. And we'll talk about that after the song. But enjoy, everybody. So I can't get around it. So low, you can't so get under it. Get under so it. High, you can't get over so it. So high, can't get over it. This is a chance. This is a chance to dance your way out of your constrictions. How? Dale Shook.
To dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we for. Hey, don't tell me now. Do you promise the funk? The whole funk, nothing but the funk. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe in. Here's my chance to dance my way out of my me now.
Yes, that was One Nation Under a Groove by Funkadelic. Really love that song. The concert was kind of interesting. So Dan came up and we went to the show. And there were 2 hours of openers before Funkadelic took the stage. And normally I'm all for openers, right? Because I love seeing like smaller acts, up-and-coming groups, you know, stuff like that. Because it's a good way to get introduced to people that you might not normally listen to. Whoever decided on these opening acts did a poor job, to say the least. excuse me. Yeah, it was kind of this. The first group was called Blue Eyed Extinction, and how do I put this? Imagine like some guy comes to your school and does like a positive rap about why you shouldn't do drugs, and then put like a pretty mediocre instrumental behind it. That's what it was. Their keyboard player looked like Elton John, and she sang a ballad in the middle of their set, like just alone. The entire rest of the band just went off stage, and it was just her keyboard, and her microphone singing a ballad. Nuts. One of the worst opening acts I've ever seen. Hands down. Do not listen to their music. It's not good. And trust me, I don't want to come on here and be negative, but you know, that is the truth. Moving on. The group after them, I can't even remember the dude's name. It was like Mono Neon. That's what it was, Mono Neon. And Yeah, that was just kind of like a mediocre funk act, like funk fusion. Guy came out in like a weird costume and had a strange voice, and that kind of carried the whole thing. Kind of gave me like, oh, he wants to be Bootsy Collins, but he has none of the talent kind of energy. Yeah. But so by the time Funkadelic comes out, I'm like tired. I'm like ready to go home. You know, like I'm just like, it's 2 hours of openers. And then Funkadelic comes out and they're great, of course. Their set was awesome. It was like 20 people on stage at all time. George Clinton really didn't do much. He just kind of walked around like hyping up the crowd, which is honestly all he needs to do. The man has done enough at this point. But yeah, it was super fun. If they would have cut out of the openers, I would have had a lot more positive things to say about it, but you know. And then they did a 15-minute tease for P-Funk Wants to Get Funked Up. And Dan and I were just like, all right, it's 11:30. My feet hurt. Let's go home. But yeah, that was my Funkadelic experience. I guess I recommend them if they're coming into your town. Just be wary of the openers. But yeah, let's keep moving. I got some Bob Dylan up next. I've been listening to a lot of Bob Dylan recently. I don't know why. It just kind of like fits the mood of being up here. Particularly a lot of Blonde on Blonde, which I've come back around on as being my favorite Dylan project. And this is probably my favorite Bob Dylan song ever made. This is Visions of Johanna. Enjoy.
Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? We'll sit here stranded, but we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined. Of Johanna that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain. All night girls, the whisper of escapades out on the D-train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them, it's insane. Louise, she's alright, she's just near. She's delicate and seems like the mirror. But she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face. Where these visions of Johanna have not taken my place. Our little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He breaks of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of a farewell kiss to me. You got a lot of gall, so useless and all. Muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they'd kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museums, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Oh, jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, name me someone that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, if she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once it flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was owed. On the back of the fish truck that loads while my conscience explodes. The harmonic is playing, the skeleton keys and the ray. And these visions of Johanna are now all that remain.
Yeah, Visions of Johanna.
Great song.
So normally I'd come on here and complain about how the Dolphins have been playing terribly and how we're choking away our playoff chances. But football seems a little different as of a couple days ago. I'm sure if you've been following it whatsoever, you know what I'm talking about. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin was hit during a game while trying to make a tackle, and he suffered cardiac arrest on the field. Which led to 16 minutes of CPR and AED being performed on him. He was resuscitated and then brought to the University Hospital nearby and remains in critical condition. I don't know what it's been about this year, but this and the Tua injury, I mean, I think this is, you know, most definitely worse because he's in critical condition. But yeah, Tua's dealing with his second concussion as well. And I don't know, it's just, it's tough to watch this sport with when this kind of stuff happens. especially because you would think, you know, with all the money that the NFL has and with all the developments in medicine that we've made, that you would be able to prevent something like this. But from what I've been reading, it's like an absolute freak thing that has a 5 or 6 millisecond window to actually happen. I will say the heartwarming part of it is that he had a charity running to help get toys to underprivileged kids from his hometown, and it had a goal of something like $25,000 that it hadn't reached yet, and now it sits at I believe over $6 million. And I think some of that money is going towards his recovery. But if you feel compelled to donate, that would be the place to do it. It's a GoFundMe page. Just look up Damar Hamlin GoFundMe, and you can go give some money there. But, you know, I don't know. It's sad. I wasn't watching the game. I think I forgot to turn it on. It happened in the first quarter. So, you know, hearing that kind of spill out was insane. And the NFL, $6.3 million is what it's sitting at. The NFL was disgusting. They tried to restart the game, and the coaches basically said, no, all we care about is, like, this, the, you know, the health of this kid. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. But scary stuff, man. Scary stuff. And, yeah, the Dolphins go into the most important game of their, from when I've been alive, probably, on Sunday against the Jets, with potentially Mike Glennon starting as quarterback. So that should be interesting. But yeah, we'll keep the music going. We'll get the mood back up. Got some more upbeat stuff. We got True Faith by New Order. I love the song so much. It wasn't put officially on one of their albums. It was a single that ended up on Total. But it's really good, and I think it's kind of forgotten about in the general New Order catalog. So yeah, here it is. True Faith. Enjoy. All right, let's transition to a much more upbeat topic. I've been watching some good TV and I've seen a couple of good movies, so we're going to talk about that. Let's start with the movies. Saw Babylon yesterday. Damien Chazelle, 3 hours, old Hollywood. It's either something you're going to be interested or something you're not going to be interested in. But if it's something that sounds at all intriguing to you, check it out. It's really, really good. It's been getting like super divisive critic reviews, which makes me like it even more because I can totally understand why people wouldn't like it. It is like the busiest movie I think I've ever seen, just in the sense that like there's a million things happening in like every frame and it's kind of tough to keep track of. And it also kind of feels like there's less a grand plot and more that it's just kind of like moving from set piece and kind of talking about like Hollywood in general is like a negative force. And it also kind of tears itself apart in the last like 20 minutes, which I love. And I think kind of drives the message home more, but yeah, super, super good movie. If it at all sounds interesting to you, check it out. It does not feel like 3 hours. I'll tell you that much. It's great though. And moving on to the TV, been watching The Wire a lot, which I feel somewhat late on, I think, because I always heard it referenced so much in like Family Guy and The Simpsons and other stuff like that when I was growing up, you know, always bringing up The Wire. And then I, you know, got around to watching like some of the HBO classics, like, you know, Sopranos. And then I never really saw anything online about The Wire until a couple weeks ago. And then I started watching it and it is, oh my God, it is so good. I don't know if I've ever been this into a TV show before. Like, I'm genuinely losing sleep over it, which is kind of a problem because I stay up too late watching it. It is so good. It is so much better than any other show of a similar topic I've ever seen before. It handles it with so much grace. It handles it with so much humanity. It handles it with, I don't know. I almost want to say it doesn't feel like a TV show at times because it genuinely kind of just shows this world in a very realistic light and it doesn't like play up the drama very much. Of course, there are moments of dramatic tension because, you know, it is a TV show. But it really does not focus on those as much. Doesn't feel pulpy in the slightest. It really, really commits to, you know, what it's trying to show. And if you're looking for a new show, that would be my wholehearted recommendation. Second season takes a little bit of a dip, I will say that. But I've heard that that's just kind of like the consensus opinion and that it gets much better after that. So, yeah, The Wire, incredible. So many great actors got their kind of start there. Idris Elba, Lance Reddick, people like that. Go watch it if you have HBO Max. It's really something special. All right, what we got next? Oh, is that a Ween song? Is that a Ween song on the playlist? Yeah, it is. It is. This is from Pure Guava. This is Don't Get Too Close to My Fantasy, a song I was incredibly bitter that I didn't see live. But, you know, that's why we got to go see him again. So yeah, this is Don't Get Too Close to My Fantasy by Queen. Enjoy.
Creator. too close to my fantasy. Don't be afraid to clutch the hand of your creator. Stare into the lion's eyes, and if you taste the candy, you'll get to the surprise. Oh, don't get too close to my fantasy. Don't be afraid to clutch the hand of your creator. Stare into the lion's eyes, and if you taste the candy, you'll get to the surprise.
Love that one. Love Pure Guava in general. Really, really weird album. Worth checking out if that piqued your interest at all. But yeah, I forgot to play the PSA, so we're going to do that now.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. Do what Paul McCartney says. It's not cool. Yeah, so New Year. It's kind of weird. I mean, it doesn't really feel much different. I don't know about you guys. I didn't really do much on New Year's this year, to be honest with you. Kind of just took it easy, which I think is probably for the best. But yeah, I'm looking forward to another year of doing this, hopefully. Assuming everything works out. We'll say I miss Auden a fair bit. I miss having somebody, sitting across from me, able to kind of bounce comments off of it. Sort of feel it's back to the old days, and sort of feels like I'm speaking into the void. I'm gonna try to get some guests on over break before it's over. You know, just try to spice things up a bit. But speaking of the end of the year, did y'all see that Pitchfork best albums of 2022 list? Because, oh boy, is it bad, at least in my opinion. I'll just run through very quickly what I think is absolutely criminal. Ants From Up There at 49 is insane. And I think partially it's down there because it came out in February and people stopped listening to it. I haven't stopped listening to it. But absolutely nuts that that's outside the top 10 for me. It's my favorite album of the year, just for reference. Laurel Hell's above it, just for reference. Seeing Chat Pile at 39 is nice. Wise Blood at 37, who we have to close the show today, should not be at 37. She should be much higher. Same with Diaspora Problems at 36. Seems like all the albums I love, Pitchfork Kates. Long story short, they gave Beyonce with Renaissance the number one pick. It's a good album. It's nowhere near Beyonce's best, but it's a good album. I don't know how it ranks at number one. I'm assuming they do staff voting, but not a fan of this list whatsoever. Moto Mami and Un Verano Seed and Tea in the top, both 6 and 5 respectively, is nuts, but like whatever. I don't know. I could sit here and rant about this Pitchfork list for a very long time, so I'm going to go ahead and shut myself up. But if you want a short list of my favorite albums of the year, I'll run you through them real quick because, you know, it's over and it's worth going back and listening to. So I would say Ants From Up There by Black Country New Road, Hellfire by Black Midi, Cheat Codes by Danger Mouse and Black Thought is the best rap album of the year, by the way, no debates there. Diaspora Problems by Soul Glow, Hardcore Punk, Ice Death Planets, Lungs, Mushrooms, and Lava by King Gizzard, The Forever Story by Jid, which was probably the biggest surprise of the year for me, Melt My Eyes, See My Future by Denzel Curry, God Don't Make Mistakes by Conway the Machine, Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You by Big Thief, and then probably it, And in Darkness, Hearts Aglow by Wise Blood would round out that 10th spot. I thought it was a great year for music personally. I kind of feel like the show that Auden and I did of like our favorite stuff from the year kind of didn't cover everything I wanted to play, partially because I have a problem with listening to longer songs and they don't really fit the format of a radio show. You feel me? But yeah, I thought it was a particularly excellent year for music. I think we got a lot of really good projects. Some disappointing ones in there. I wasn't impressed with Charlie's offering or Bjork's offering this year, but you know, whatever. Keep it moving. Oh, that's the other huge thing. De La Soul's music is coming to streaming. So for those of you who don't know, De La Soul is a rap trio from the 90s. And they have made some of the best rap in the 90s, right? But they wanted to fight for control of their masters back because they didn't own them. And so they were taken off streaming, and they've kind of been in this weird limbo where they can't sell vinyl, they can't really profit off of their own music or distribute it in any way. Luckily, that has been resolved. So now there is a 3 feet high and rising vinyl for sale again. Their music's coming back to streaming, which is awesome. And now you all have no excuses for not listening to De La Soul. They're great. It's tough to describe their music. It's really fun. It's upbeat. It's goofy. It's, you know, it's got like a very upbeat. It's got a good kind of vibe to it. But yeah, it's awesome. And so that comes out on streaming. I want to say March 3rd. Yeah, March 3rd. It originally debuted in March 3rd, 1989. Wow. And then it's going to be released on March 3rd, 2023. So go listen to it when it comes out. I'll be playing it on the show for sure. But yeah, we're going to keep it going. We got two songs left. I was just trying to fill some time. Got something from Stop Making Sense, which I haven't seen in years and absolutely deserves a rewatch. But this is Girlfriend is Better from the Talking Heads' famous live performance. So enjoy.
In the basement, we hear the sound of machines.
Yeah, I'm torn between that and Life During Wartime being my favorite moment from Stop Making Sense. But here's a great comment under the music video for this song. I was at a party where some drunk bloke was trying to explain the song to me. Other than singing ah, ah, ah in a typical drunk melody, he kept repeating the phrase, "He's got this big suit. Like, it's really big. Ah, man, his suit's so big, mate. You got to see it." Spitting. But yeah, that almost brings our show to a close. I got one song left after this. In the words of Larry David, I can't wish you a happy new year because, you know, 3 days. Anything longer than that, it's been too long. The 3-day rule. It's good. But now, seriously, happy new year, everybody. I hope it's been good so far. I hope it's good for you throughout the rest of the year. I'll still be here. You know that. I'll be the constant. Come back every Wednesday, and we'll keep some good music going. But yeah, we got a Wise Blood song to close us off from End in Darkness, Hearts Aglow. This is Children of the Empire. This album's really, really good. If you like this song, go back and listen to the whole thing. It's some excellent Baroque pop. She has an incredible voice. Probably, for my money, the best produced album of the year. Every time I listen to it, I am just absolutely astounded by how just great it sounds at every turn. You can hear every individual part of the mix really coming together and making something beautiful. So yeah, this has been my time. This has been Harrison on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been Stranger Waves, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Enjoy.
Looking like some clear skies, I finally opened up my eyes. Living in a lost time, the dawning of a brand new man. So much blood on our hands. King and queen of being lonely. Children of the empire see that we're all lost. There comes a cause walking in the labyrinth without love. How much can you take, and when are you gonna be okay? Gain control of what we made instead of being we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.